Okay, so last time you were in the jail rescuing this goblin captain who had been imprisoned, and he was being they were being tortured and getting all the magic ability out of them, and you were like, oh my God, how does that even work? How science? And I was like, hey, it's fantasy setting, and you were like, fantasy settings are just magic, and you're like, ah, yeah. Haven't
Cat.
actually listened back to the last episode in about 3 months. So this is going to be a little difficult. Can I remember? Can I not? Who knows? Who knows?
I
So you're in this cell, and you're rescuing some guy. His name is not important.
I wouldn't bother naming him. We're probably going to end up killing him anyway.
He is, and he's agreed to lead you to where the mage is.
Oh yeah, because we're saving the thing from StarCraft 2, aren't we?
Yes,
Oh,
that was the idea of the quest. Thank you for reminding me.
we killed that thing's brother,
Yeah,
which
and
is a
he's
bit
totally
awkward.
fine with it, and he's totally fine with it. Because you rolled a 6, so he has to be. There are other prisoners in the cells. Are you going to try and ally with them and make like a team of goblin peeps? It's your
I just
first
feel
task.
like my character's too high and mighty than that. I feel like she thinks everyone else is scum all the time. So hence why she ran off and ditched her best friend.
So
But
you're not gonna talk to any of these guys other than the
don't think we
captain.
should. I feel like they're gonna try and abuse me. So
Okay, that's
I
probably
vote we just
wise.
leave.
Probably wise.
Cool.
So Rowan, the captain, the northern guy, and I think that was it. Well, it is now. So the northern guy, Rowan, the captain, and you two set out into the Goblin Town.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh
The one
no.
that's completely underground.
Yeah.
I bet
It's
they have
like
really bad skin. I bet their skin is ashy.
Oh,
Can we
some
just give.
dryness.
Yeah, look, can we moisturize that? Can we sort that out?
Add Remember
some
that this is the
severe
race that
eczema.
sweats urine. Their
Oh
skin is
yeah.
not going to be lovely.
Yeah, but that would make their skin worse.
Yeah.
I feel like clogging up their pores is only a benefit to them if they sweat urine.
Okay, so your objective when you get into this goblin town is
Moisturize. Get rid of that ash.
is there's a goblin goblin spy, right? And he has a potion which will disguise you two as goblins, so you'll blend in because you look a bit out of place. You're an elf and a elf and a human.
Yeah, our skin isn't dry.
We don't sweat urine.
It's actually quite supple skin, I feel. We're quite high up in the rank of things, aren't we? So,
Yeah, just better than everyone.
and I've realised I haven't got your character sheets open, and I
That's
kind of
fine, neither
need
do we. No one knows what Alex Skelton
them.
It's not like we followed them anyway.
No. I'm trying to be a bit more pro this time. I've set up my webcam so it can see where I roll my dice, so that when I record this, I can have proof that that is what I rolled, right? Because you can see my hand. And also it means that I don't have to spend 6 months animating. I can just have a little picture of like an empty box with some dice occasionally appearing in it, and that'll be fine for a video. So, it's all good.
Did it really take you 6 months to animate dice?
No. The first episode that we recorded in May, I'm still like putting pictures to.
Shit.
I'm still trying to make it into a viewable format, and it's not working.
Wasn't Patrick meant to be doing that?
Yeah.
Indeed he was. Indeed he was. That's
Did
all
we
I'll
ever actually
say.
hear anything about that?
No.
Just ignore it, it'll be fine.
I love how George is just like, let's just not talk about him. Hopefully, he just won't. Let's just not. Yeah, you got a point there. Let's move on from him. So, do we take the potion? I feel like we should take the potion.
Okay, so you're gonna try and find this guy. The captain thinks he knows where he is, but that was before he was on his way there when he got captured. So he may well have moved. Are you going to go to where the captain says he is, or are you going to try and find him on your own?
Well, I don't see the point in taking this captain with us if we're not going to try and follow his advice. So I say
he'll just probably get caught again.
Yeah, but the truth is, if he was there before, he might find clues of where he's gone to. So.
Fair enough.
Where he was might be useful.
So you set out and into this goblin town, and you open the door sort of surreptitiously, and you creep in. It's like a gate, like the town gate.
I'm totally googling the word surreptitiously. Hang on, does that actually know what that means?
I don't know how to spell it, but
Google does. We're fine.
It's fine.
Obtained, done, or made by? Oh, okay. So just stealthily. Okay, whatever.
Stealthily, yeah. And you creep along, and it's a very sort of typical medieval setting, but underground. So there are houses with like straw roofs. Even though it's underground, you don't really need a roof.
I feel like people in the medieval skin wasn't ashy. I feel like it was slightly moister, to be honest with you.
And there seems to be some sort of celebration going on the other side of the settlement. Which is good for you because it means that there's no there's nobody around as you're creeping to this guy's house. And you get to his house, and it's clear that it's been recently broken into. The door's hanging off its hinges. The windows are... Did they have glass? Yeah, they had glass. The windows are smashed, and there's signs of a scuffle. Are you going to investigate further?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you find nothing to suggest where he's gone to. But you do find that makes no sense. You find nothing that suggests where he's gone to, but you do find something which suggests you find nothing which suggests where he's gone to. Okay, end of sentence.
Cool.
We're in a medieval setting looking for something from StarCraft 2 dressed as ogres. It doesn't make a lot of sense anyway.
Goblins! You're dressed as goblins.
Oh, I forgot because that's so different, aren't they?
Yeah, you can pretty much intersperse ogres, goblins and orcs and nobody gives a damn.
Yeah, that's what Alex has been doing the whole time. Mm-hmm.
So the captain and the northern guy, who I am going to call Brian from now on, are searching around in this goblin's house. And Rowan's standing in the doorway. He's not doing any searching, but he is reading through his book of spells. Looking.
Can I tell him to get his act together and start helping us rather than sit there reading?
He doesn't take kindly to that.
I thought you was rolling a dice.
Oh!
He attacked me.
Yeah, he blows your head off. It was brutal. Brutal. You find nothing. Nothing to suggest where this goblin's gone. This goblin spy has gone to. Are you gonna try and make your way to the mage quarters in just your normal clothes, or are you gonna go the opposite way and search around the town trying to find any clue as to where this guy's gone?
We should look for clues to where he's gone.
Yeah.
Let's split up and look for clues.
No, we're not splitting up. We're not that stupid, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you stick together and look for clues.
Yeah.
Oh, double six. So you find a trail leading from the house, and it goes towards a goblin chapel. Now, this goblin chapel, it's about two stories high. It's got slate roofs.
They're religious. Ugh.
And instead of like a cross or like a crescent moon, it's got a sun.
I bet they vote Republican.
Yeah, you walk into the Goblin Chapel, and in front of you is Mitt Romney. Dun 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 dun.
Do you happen to have details on the Goblin government status right now? Because I feel like it's probably shut down.
Goblins are like a clan based society. They don't really have a central government.
This is definitely the Romney voting clan. Goblin clan Romney. Is people really swear to God.
Okay, so the trail leads inside the hang on. I think I've got trick or treaters. I'm not. Ugh. So if for people on the internet who happen to be listening to this, my one fan, I see you.
You write fan fiction.
Yeah, you haven't read any more.
What's up
with that?
On it, guys.
We want a fan fiction special here, guys. Come on.
We want to release a book when we're YouTube famous called the many fan fictions.
So like I was saying, this is a sort of, it's a Halloween special of the podcast. Not recorded for Halloween, recorded on Halloween. You know, this is the right way to do a Halloween special. You won't hear this until like mid-November. But it was recorded on Halloween, okay?
Yeah. I want
you to know. Tell us Halloween, right? You can tell us Halloween. Because yesterday, a lone firework was set off. One firework. And so you know it's October, because it's just close enough to the 5th of November that people think it's acceptable to light fireworks off. Unless, of course, you happen to live near... Like, I believe it's like Chinese culture, where the New Year's is on the 12th of January and they light fireworks like every other day of the month. Yeah, we've gotten off track. I feel like our characters are looking around and they're like, wow.
Are you gonna go into this chapel in search of the Goblin Spire?
It's a cultist Republican chapel, of course you can.
The chapel's long and rectangular. And completely deserted. There's no one in here. There are rows of stools, like three-legged stools, rows and rows of them, which the goblins sit on, like, to pray to the sun.
Why do they pray to the sun? They live underground.
This goblin society worships the sun as, like, the destroyer of all. You know, like, some people worship the devil. This goblin society worships the sun. Because it burns, you know, they're a bit sadomasochistic like that.
How do they know it burns, though?
Why don't they just use sunblock?
They understand that if you get some sun on your skin, it doesn't get ashier. They're all fair, aren't they? I feel like they should know that.
They need some vitamin D, they really do.
They need all the vitamins.
They need all them vitamins.
But they see our skin and are like, wow, they're well tanned. And we're like, no, not really, you're just pale.
Right, so yeah, this chapel's deserted. At the far end, there's like a circular table in the shape of the sun. It's got like flames coming off it, and in the middle of it sit three potions, just alone. Are you gonna go over and examine them?
Is it an option for my cat to take the table as like furniture for her own home?
You could. You see, the thing about Tunnels and Trolls is there's a weight capacity. There's like what you can maximum you can carry. It's ridiculously large. You probably could carry a table around with you for the entire rest of the adventure. I wouldn't advise it, but you could if you wanted, in case it comes in handy.
If it's a chapel, is there loads of gold in there? Because we can nick that.
No, goblins.
For fuck's sake.
Goblins are they're massively allergic to gold.
Oh, what's the issue with life?
You've really got to feel sorry for a creature which sweats urine, which burns in the sun, and which is massively allergic to like a very common metal.
Right. Okay. Is that real, or did you get it off of Doctor Who?
What?
No character on Doctor Who sweats urine.
Yes. No.
Can you imagine? Like, what is Doctor? What's that smell? Oh, it's the Daleks. They happen to sweat urine.
Cybermen are allergic to gold.
I think there probably is something in Doctor Who that's allergic to gold. It's a fairly fantasy trope, you know?
Cybermen are
allergic to gold, a trope. In what other program is something allergic to gold? I've never seen that before.
Hang on, I'll Google it. I swear it is. No. Okay, maybe it isn't a trope. Yeah. Allergic to iron is. Allergic to gold isn't. Oh well.
I've never seen that.
Okay, so usually it's you that's getting off track. Okay, it's me that's getting off track. So these potions, what are you gonna do?
Examine them.
You fail to examine what they are. Hang on, that was Evelyn. I'll roll for George's character. You failed as well. What are you going to do? Are you just going to drink them? You did last time. It worked out fairly well. You got like a massive buff.
Might as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go for it. It's fine.
Can I just drink all three of them?
Okay, if you want to. You drink one, right, and you suddenly morph into a small, it's smaller than a goblin, right? And not a gremlin. It's a strange creature you haven't encountered before, right? But
Oh,
before you even register that that's what's happened, you've downed another one, right? And you sprout out into another creature. You have no idea what it is. It's got like five arms, it's got like a twisted nose, its neck appears to be on sideways,
I feel
and
like
then
you'd feel that. I feel like you would feel that happening to you. I feel like you'd stop and be like, what is this?
before you even like throw caution to the wind, you just down the third and then you turn into a goblin. So that was incredibly lucky for
Why
you,
isn't
actually.
my character always turned into different creatures?
You still got your crown of the fairies, so if you wanted to.
Oh, I can be a goblin fairy queen. That is living dream,
That's your dream
that
come true. Right, so Chris has turned into a goblin. However, there is no more potion left for any of the rest of you to turn into goblins. So you're kind of a bit screwed now. Are you gonna try and make your way
They all
across the town?
tasted distinctly like urine, so I'm kind of worried about what I just drank.
You gonna try and make your way across town without two of you being, well, four of you being
No, what I'm
disguised?
going to do is I'm going to pretend I'm a goblin and use Georgia as my fake slave so she doesn't get noticed.
Okay,
Yeah.
Rowan.
Stealth, guys, stealth.
Rowan and the two orcs decide to hang back and only they'll follow you if you come into danger. Okay, so it's up to you two to complete this adventure, you know. And that's not only because I got an email from a guy who was like, "Why are you always having the cool roles in all of the podcasts?" And I was like, to be fair, that's a fair point. I have kind of been giving myself the badass hero in all of the adventures we've done so far.
Yeah, but you kind of have to. Because no matter if you gave me like a decent character, you know I'd just mess it up. You know I'd just mess it up. So
He has a point. Thank you, listener. If you'd like to contribute with your complaints about how bad of a game master I am, you can email me at iamfleek@gmail.com.
and if you have fan fiction, same email address.
Same email address. I really, really want to read all your disgusting thoughts. Okay. Okay. So the two of you set off. Rowan conjures out of thin air some rope to give to you, Chris, to lead Georgia through the city. Okay, so you set off through the city, and you go through you walk past. You're walking down like it's a side street, and you come to the main road or path because it's underground. You don't really need roads because you don't have vehicles because it's the Middle Ages. So, and you see like a celebration. It's a whole load of these goblins. They're chanting, they're cheering, they're, yay, yay, yay. Everyone's really happy, and you can't quite see a reason why. The scent of urine is thick in the air
Yeah, I bet it would be.
as you're
Yeah.
making your way
Well,
through. You're
I'm a
gonna.
goblin now, so surely I don't mind it.
No, you don't mind it.
Yeah, I'll be the one
Georgia,
throwing up.
you're just
Yeah.
dying. You're struggling to breathe. You're sweating profusely. So you make your way through the
Sex-wise.
celebration, and you go undiscovered, which is good. And as you're walking down this main street, you see ahead of you the cause for celebration, right? On like a gallows, there are four dwarves, kneeling, heads bowed, and behind them stand four goblins wielding great axes. And it
Oh,
seems that this
great.
is some sort of execution for a goblin party, for a dwarf party, I mean. Are you going to intervene at all, or are you just going to try and walk past using this as a distraction?
We're gonna walk past.
Yeah, walk
Yeah.
past.
You horrible,
Can't.
horrible people!
I have a mission
That
to see.
that's not our mission. If it was our mission, then yeah,
Exactly.
we'd intervene.
I'll do that thing, which video games do to make you know that you've just made like a really decision which is like really bad. So, the dwarf race will remember this. And you're just like, no! What if I need the dwarves to be on my side in future? Ha
I
ha!
thought Unless you're Dragon Age Origins, in which point the plot isn't resolved until the very end of the game, where you get a single bit of monologue telling you your mistake was wrong. And then you're like, oh, good, now I get to replay an entire 50-hour game. Yes.
Or you can do The Walking Dead, right? I really enjoy The Walking Dead. It's a great game. But, right, your choices don't really mean anything. Like, no, you can be horrible to someone, and then they'll still come with you on the final mission, as long as you say this one specific line of dialogue. It's just, you know, just
happens. It's like when you have to choose, like, if people die or live, or who dies and who lives. It doesn't matter, because they die anyway.
That's what annoys me about Dragon Age 2, is that unless you get, like, one of your companions, the thing is Isabella, unless you get to a certain amount of acceptance, she just goes away. And it doesn't tell you that. So I think game people need to work on an acceptable level of plot interaction between a player's choices.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being funny. Isabella is the best companion in that game because she's basically a massive slut. That's really funny.
I still haven't gotten around to play. I own Dragon Age Origins. It's on my Steam, but I've just never played it. You know, it's one of these games that, like, you buy in a sale and then it just sits there. And I don't really have the time. I'm replaying Mass Effect 2, but...
If I was you, I would play Dragon Age Origins. It's one of the best games I've ever played. Dragon Age 2 is good, but I feel like there's too much... They reuse the scenery so much. Oh, my God. Like, oh, I can't even deal with that game sometimes. But the story is better than the first game, I think.
Okay. I'll give it a go. Back to our game. So you walk
past.
You walk past the goblins, and you're heading, and you can see ahead of you the mage's quarters. It's a large, it's a stone house carved out of the rock. It juts out a bit. It's got pillars at the front. It's got a great arching door, and you're approaching it.
It is because of how much he's describing it.
Yeah.
You're approaching it, and you're stopped by a goblin guard. Okay, so it's time for your role-playing abilities to come into effect, guys. Okay,
yeah.
So you've got to try and convince him. So, like,
but I can't do different accents that don't match up.
Then just do your accent. It's fine.
Yeah, but my accent's like carrot cruncher.
it's fine. I'll do some sick auto tuning skills to make your voice sound.
Oh,
like,
my God! Now. Yes, I sound like Finn.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're listening to this and, like, there are no sick auto-tuning skills, it's because I couldn't be bothered. Just to let you know.
It's because you can't auto-tune what is already perfectly tuned. Sorry about it.
Okay, so... oh, my God, I can't remember. No, orcs were northern, weren't they? Did I give goblins an accent?
You gave one of them an accent that was like every accent in the country.
That was orcs.
Oh, yeah, because it was his faulty translator. Yeah, that was the retcon that you put in there for me. Halt! Who goes there?
Me.
Goblin. Slaver. Woman.
What is thy name, Shire?
Drautenberg.
Oh, Drausenberg, how could I not recognise thee? And it seems
how could I not recognise you? That's weird you said that. I recognise you.
My apologies, good sir. I see you have brought another sacrifice for our noble lord.
Whose
name is...
She's not a sacrifice. Not she's important.
Not. She's my personal meal later on.
Oh, a jolly evening you have in store for you, sir.
Yeah, are you having voice problems? Because I feel like as a guard, you shouldn't be stuttering so much.
Yeah.
I was recently involved in a car crash, my lord, and it has rendered me immobile. No, moot. What's the word in which you have bad voice talking skills?
Illiterate.
Thank you, good sir. Good lady. I've been calling you a man for this entire conversation. I'm so sorry. Oh, no, because you're a goblin and you've been morphed into a... Yes, that is true. I'm afraid I'm going to need identification for you to pass, but actually don't worry about it because I just rolled an 11. So on with you. Good luck with the Lord.
Okay.
So you entered the major's quarters. That was embarrassing on my behalf. I'm so sorry. So you entered the major's quarters and...
You see how easy that was? We didn't even have to kill him. It's a shame, because that was my favourite part.
So the blinker is downstairs in the basement, right? But you can't see, you're in the hall, and you can't see any stairs. There's a flight of stairs going up, and then there's a door left and right, and the corridor leading onwards. Are you going to, how are you going to have to look around for the stairs down? Where are you going to go?
Upstairs.
You're looking for the stairs down, and you're going upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, there might be someone up there we can talk to.
Okay. I haven't actually mapped out you going upstairs, but that's fine. Okay, so you go up the stairs, and up the stairs you come to a corridor, and there's a door at the end, and there's a door to your right. On the, there's a table in the corridor with a pot of flowers in, and next to it is a book entitled "The Lost Works of Brian of Tolkien."
Tolkien.
I was looking around my room frantically for like a word I could use, and I happened to have the Lord of the Rings on my desk. Damn it, Tolkien.
Oh, Tolkien. We said Tolkien. I was going to say, since when did Home Alone get into this universe?
like Tom Jones, Home Alone exists in
three universes.
Yeah.
Only three.
The Home Alone universe, this universe, and our universe.
And real universe.
Yeah, so...
That's right, guys. There's an entire universe of Home Alone where kids just perpetually strike up the, you know, the Munch scream face. It's so funny. At least I believe the painter was called Munch. It might have been Monk or something. I don't know.
Munch.
I mean, it's Munch, isn't it?
Munch. I don't know. It may well be, but, like, if your name is Munch... Then, like, just go and sit in a corner. Don't, like, draw attention to yourself. Just, you know, relax. No,
his name is Munch. It might be pronounced Monk, though, because he's not English, so...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're in the major's house. We're upstairs.
Corridor, door at the end, door to your right, pot of flowers, book.
Okay, book.
Book, okay.
Defo book.
You examine the book, and from the index... You can discern nothing about what it's about. It appears to be some sort of novel.
Cool.
Okay. So since the book is boring, I'm just going to leave it. Can we go into the door on the right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go through the door on the right and you find yourself in a bedroom, okay? There's a large four-poster bed with a sleeping goblin inside. To the left of it is a small chest of drawers. And there's a painting of a goblin riding a dog, charging into battle on the wall to your left.
Why is he riding a dog?
Yeah. That's just weird.
Can I slit the goblin's throat while he sleeps?
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Okay. You successfully killed a goblin. Oh, dear God. You successfully killed a goblin. You see, this is what happens when I record my dice, right? I have to be honest, right? Because, like, there's a record that you rolled an 11 there, so I can't just lie.
No, you do. You roll a dice 100 times and record it so you get every possible number, and then you just slice them in when you need it.
Okay.
You better edit that out, because if not, they'll think you're cheating anyway, and you'll never be able to prove you're real.
No, it's fine. Okay, you see my hand, right? My hand is waving. Ooh. Actually,
yeah, but you could just record different things with your hand waving and superimpose that.
Okay, that...
Not really thinking this through, are you?
That is a fair point. I don't know how to...
They made an entire race of blue people for two hours. What you can do with computer editing these days is, you know, there's no realism anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not James Cameron. I can't just, like, do anything with...
What, do you mean we don't have a $200 million budget? I thought we did. That's the only reason I signed up.
No, my budget for this podcast is absolutely nothing. In fact, it's -£5 because I have to pay for hosting. I don't. Yeah, I've still got about a month free in my trial, because it's a 6-month trial. But once that's done, but it's fine. It's only £5. What was I saying? You've killed this poor goblin. She didn't have anything on her, like treasure.
What do you mean it's she? You waited a long time to tell me it was a female.
Well, you can't really tell with goblins. They're genderless. So like the only difference in goblins is how they identify themselves.
It's really bad that the goblin society is further than most human societies.
Really, that's right. I'm looking at you, internet, with your heteronormative views.
Excuse me, the internet. I'm looking at the world.
The internet is the world. Dun, 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 dun.
Matrix. Why are there green numbers everywhere?
So you kill this poor woman. She has nothing of value on her.
So how do you know what she identified as if, like, she never told us?
Yeah.
I know.
I know
in my heart. She had a character, she had a name, she had a backstory.
What other things do you tell us?
You'll never know. convenient.
Right.
Isn't
it? Planned them, isn't there?
No, I planned everything. Right. I planned everything.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, we killed this woman.
And she has nothing of value on her. Are you going to search the room?
Yeah. Take all the valuables if you find our children.
Okay, you find 50 gold.
I thought they were allergic to gold.
Yeah. She doesn't touch it. She just kind of keeps it in a bag.
That's a fair point, actually.
Fuck you.
No, you've given me it now. You can't take it back.
No, I can't take it back. Gold pieces contain no actual gold. They're gold free. No, you find items of a value equivalent to 50 gold. Okay, right? I'm doing the Dishonored. Where,
like goblin teeth. I mean, just rip teeth out of her face.
If you want to.
Yeah, can we do that? Rip the teeth out of her face. And then stab them into her stomach to spell a lewd message.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh.
But my character wants to do it.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've searched the room and you found the gold. Except it's not really gold. What are you going to do now? Are you going to head into the other door or back downstairs? Or
Head through the other door.
Okay, you come into the other door and you're in some sort of office. There are walls of bookcases with no actual books in them. They're just bookcases.
Why do I feel like we're just ransacking at home? It feels like we've just walked
into the house,
slit her throat and now taking all of her stuff.
There's a desk with a pot of ink and a long quill in it, and then there's a piece of paper and it has some
scribblings.
Where
are they getting the feather from?
But they can come out from underground, you know. They're not just there forever.
Yeah, but like, would they know what to do with the bird if they saw it? Probably not, because they're used to living underground, aren't they?
They've lived in coexistence with like 20 other sentient races for like their entire existence. I think they know how to trade, you know? I don't know. I don't care how they got the feather, okay? It's not important. It's not important in any way to the story.
I love how you finally just snapped.
I want to create a rich background for this world, but you know what? Where the goblins got the feathers to make their pens is not really important.
Do you want to know who'd write that level of detail? George R.R. Martin, and then he'd kill every goblin, so it didn't matter.
He spent 50 pages describing this one feather, and then just like casually mentioned that somebody had just ripped the feather into shreds. I'm just like, why? Why, George? Why are you doing this? Unless his name's George.
Or mention a character's name once and then make him the main character of the next book.
Oh, spoilers. I'm only on book one. And I shall remain only on book one for the foreseeable future. It is taking me a while.
When you do A-levels, you have no time to read.
No time at all. So you're in this office. What are you going to do? Look around a bit more or just head out? There's no stairs.
No, we'll just go downstairs. There's no point being up here. We've slaughtered that woman in her sleep.
Okay. you go downstairs and you're back down in the you know, you come downstairs and there's the front door, and then there's a door to your left and a door to your right. Oh, and the corridor leading back behind you.
Okay, door to the right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Behind me.
Okay, you come into a door and you as you're opening the door, you meet a gremlin coming the other way, and he sort of stops and says back in the room, "Oh, kind sir, I did not see you there.
I killed your wife. I shall have thrown her out.
The mistress? You slaughtered the mistress? Why would thou do such a thing?"
"She was sleeping and I shall have thrown
I must take you. I must take you and your apparent slave to the maid at once for instant and remedial punishment."
She owed us money.
You said thank you. I thought you said thank you.
She owed us money.
She owes thou money. Well, that explains a lot. Though I must still advise you to see the maid.
Were you in a car with the guard recently?
Look as here, young fellow.
I have to identify as a third gender. I don't identify as gender binary.
How wouldest thou refer to thee as by? How does George R. R. Martin write like this, like all the time? It's such a bloody pain.
So what's this guy doing to us now he's found out he's slaughtered his wife?
He's because you're a goblin and he's only a gremlin, then you have like a higher status than him. So he's a little bit intimidated by you, but he is still quite eager that you should go and see this mage. He's offering to lead you to the mage.
Yeah, you can take the mage. Yeah.
Oh, young third gender? I shall take you to him at once.
Did you really call me what?
I didn't know whether to use like squire
my preferred gender pronoun is Beyonce.
Follow me, young Beyonce.
See, that makes total sense.
He leads you down the corridor and to another flight of stairs, and then down those flight of stairs into a basement. You walk past a statue of an ogre. See, ogre, not goblin or gremlin or orc. Ogre, they're different things. It's quite a sort of stereotypical sort of wizard's dungeon. There's like a cauldron and it's got green smoke billowing out of it, and there's papers everywhere, and there's a desk, and sat by the desk is a smiling old man. "Hello there! I see you've brought a sacrifice for me to use, young Beyonce."
Can I clear his throat?
This is an ultimate wizard of arcane power, okay? He could fry your mind in a second.
Yeah, he won't expect me to walk up to him and clear his throat.
Exactly.
True. Do you want me to roll some dice? Because I'll have it on record. And then...
No.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, how are you doing?
This elf will make a fine sacrifice for me today.
No. Can I just run away?
Yeah, it's not a sacrifice. She's actually someone who's going to have to kill you.
Not a sacrifice? Trying to kill me? What's going into you today, Beyonce?
You've never met me before. Why are you acting like we know each other?
I'm just referring to you by your gender. Like, if I were to say... "What are you talking about, boy?" Or, "What are you talking about, girl?" "What are you talking about, Beyonce?" The fuck?
You've just been here. I think you should slit your own throat for being so offensive. People who don't have that about violence.
So offensive.
So offensive.
I'm sorry.
You have just offended all Beyonces.
If you're a Beyonce and you've been affected by the events of this podcast, please phone the number on screen now for your free coping booklet. So
I feel like if you've got offended by this podcast, you should like really assess where you're at in life right now. Because what we've said, clearly not serious.
unless they're a goblin.
Yeah, if you're a goblin. if you're upset about the fact that we make fun of you because you sweat piss, then I'm sorry. I am deeply
disappointed. There aren't many.
See, there's me apologizing. George is like, "You stink. I hate you all."
There aren't many reasons to hate someone, but because of sweat piss, there's definitely a good reason to hate someone. If you try and hug me, I will kill you.
Okay, so right. This mage, he's quite insistent that Georgia should be sacrificed. If you haven't brought this woman here to be sacrificed, then it seems that you must be yourself the sacrifice person.
Can I swear it?
We just want the blinker. We just want to take him and go.
Blinker? Are you? It's a trap! And he jumps backwards and he runs for his magical staff. But you have to jump on him. Are you going to attack?
Fuck yeah.
Did he say it's a trap?
It's a trap!
I'm still kind of...
Is it a trap?
It's a trap!
Nah, yeah, we'll attack him. Yeah.
Take his life.
Evelyn, what's your first move?
I'm still level one. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think actually you might have, with the experience, you might have leveled up. But you're still level one. Are you gonna take that you fiend him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you blast into him and he goes flying into a pile of papers and he hasn't reached, you've tripped him, so he hasn't reached his wand, right? Lysima.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so glad
you
got
remembered
that name.
My name.
I remember my name. Yeah. I was doing a little jazz hands dance there, but nobody could see it. Wow. So Lysima, are you gonna, I'm presuming you stashed your weapons, you know, somewhere on your person so that you could draw them out.
Oh my god,
cases.
Alex.
Probably.
What? Are you
stashed them somewhere on your person?
I meant
write
like
fan fiction about that one.
I meant like you're presumably wearing clothes, I'm guessing, as you're not Patrick. So presumably you have somewhere to hide a dagger. That was all I was implying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a short bow and with 28 arrows and a dagger. Are you gonna shoot him or stab him?
Stab him.
Stab him, okay. You only rolled a 2, so you hit him, and although he's hit by the dagger, he's not actually hurt at all.
Are you aware of how long a short bow is?
What? Short bow?
I feel like that would hurt a lot to hide that on your body.
It's short, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but like bows are not long, so a short bow is still quite long.
Oh, that is actually quite young, yeah. Fine, then Rowan concealed it by magic, I'll say that.
Totally planned everything.
Also, now that you've got into trouble, are you gonna call Rowan and the other team to sort of? They gave you like a bracelet so that you could call them and alert them to you being in danger.
Oh, I wanted this thing on my wrist.
So fashionable.
I just kept noticing, not noticing. I kept noticing this bracelet as it appeared on my arm. I didn't want to ask what it was.
It just popped into existence around your arm, and you're like, oh, that's nice. So I just ignore it.
I'll ignore it till it becomes plot relevant. Cough, Stephen Moffat. Anyway.
So
yeah,
gonna,
no,
you
we'll call them in.
Okay.
Call them in. Without the big guns.
So you fire your magic, and you hit the bracelet, and Rowan's alerted, and he'll be making his way over to you.
Good.
Now it's the mage's turn to move. He staggers to his feet and
he activates the spell nuclear bomb and kills everyone in like a 1,000-mile radius.
He punches Lysima back and
right, okay. Oops. That is sexist.
For an ancient mage, I'd expect much more than from just a punch her in the face.
He hasn't got his staff on him, he put his staff in the corner. And he does.
That was a bit stupid, wasn't it?
He does no damage to you, but you are pushed back a little. Evelyn, it's your turn again.
No, you can't. Whose go is it? My go. Yeah. I'm going to take back your fiend again.
Okay. You're now out of the bonus that the potion that you took like at the start of the last podcast. So you're down to 12 strength. So you've only got two more to take that your fiends in you.
That's fine. That
but you blast fine. Into him and he flies back against a wall. And he knocks more papers flying. And he's
very administrative, isn't he? He's got more papers.
This room is just a mess. This is just it's horrible, okay?
Is that why we're attacking him? Or we like this offends me? I feel like I wasn't locked away doing domestic service for centuries just to see men do this to a house.
Lissima, it's your turn again. Yeah. Are you gonna stab him again?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I'm going to use the short bow or whatever.
Okay. So, pulling it from somewhere on your body, we won't talk about where. You shoot him, and you're almost point-blank range, so you hit him, and you cause you cause quite a bit of damage. So you hit him in the shoulder, and he staggers back. Ow! That really hurt!
Are you sure she didn't hit him in the are you sure she didn't hit him in the knee?
No, she didn't.
What, so the It's a Trap meme is okay, the arrow in the knee is not.
It's a Trap. It's a Trap, it's a classic. It's Admiral Akbar.
So is arrow in my knee.
That's Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Yeah, but it's a meme.
Skyrim, I saw a bug on Skyrim, right? Where if you find like your guide at the beginning, he's immortal, we won't let you kill him. But you can like shoot your magic abilities into him and you can level up to max level just by shooting your guide at the beginning. It's crazy.
You can do that with blacksmithing. Like you can get loads of materials and then just like smith like a billion knives and up to level 100.
It's crazy. It's so imbalanced, Skyrim. But
also really boring.
But the you shoot the you shoot the mage and he staggers back again and he's now backed against the wall. Okay, so you've got him on the ropes. Evelyn, it's your turn again.
Okay, we'll take that you fiend him again.
Okay, so you're now down to six gems. So if you cast any more, take that your fiends, you're gonna fall unconscious. So I really wouldn't advise it.
But I don't have any other offensive spells.
No, but you can still...
He's hoping this kills him.
You can still stab him, you can still whack him over the head with your staff. You could get Lissima to pass you her dagger, and you could stab him with that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Lissima, it's your turn again.
Yeah, just shoot him with the arrow again.
Okay. Not as much damage this time, but still quite a bit. And now it's his turn, and he dives and he grabs his staff. Okay, now I can tell you that this guy—he's already on like a third health. He's really, you know, you've almost killed him. But as soon as he grabs his staff, a shield bursts out around him. Okay, what are you gonna do now?
Yell profanity at him.
So you're just like, why?
That's God. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
That is like cheating. That is cheating, okay?
And we just call him her.
It's like,
and have the admin boosters pass this level.
It's like on Pokemon where you've nearly killed him and then it gets full health again.
Oh, don't. That's a single worst thing that happened in gaming life. No one knows in Fury. No one knows Fury until you've been fighting one of the Elite Four and they use a full restore.
Oh no, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, isn't Pokemon's bad? What? I've never played Pokemon. I don't know how to join in this conversation.
I love how we don't have to be in the room as him to know we were both giving him dead looks. He knows what he's saying is wrong.
Okay, so this guy bursts a shield around him. What are you gonna do? Now, I should have mentioned, actually, that although you're in this room, behind you is the door you came in from, and to the left of you is another door, and this, you're presuming, is where the blinker is being kept, right? I should have mentioned
that. Can we run into that room quickly?
Chris, you're close enough, but Lissima, it would take you two turns to get there.
Right, can you distract me by fighting? Can you fight? And then I'll run into the room.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris, you burst through the door and you see it's an empty stone walled room, and There's a chair in the middle with the blinker sitting in it. He's blindfolded, he's slumped over, and he appears to... He's conscious, but he's, like, very weak, put it that way.
But that is the Protoss for you, though. They're very weak.
As you burst through the door, you see a like it's like a cauldron, right, on like chains. So it's like a bucket dangling from the ceiling, and it leads up into a shaft into the ceiling and down into the floor. And next to it is like a pile of like rotten flesh.
Right.
So that's fun. Lissima, you've still got a combat round. What are you going to do? Are you going to try and shoot him?
I'll use my dagger again.
Okay.
Let's mix it up a little bit.
So, good job, because the shield would have repelled arrows, but your dagger can pass through. So you lunge forward and you stab him. Oh, but you do no damage.
Pucks. How do you stab someone and do no damage?
That's bullshit.
I honestly don't know, but you only rolled a 2, so I can't really give you anything.
You can give us 2 damage.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it is. No.
Just give me 1 damage. I'll be fine with that.
No.
Can we negotiate these terms?
this is not a debate. You're not like trying to persuade me to give you anything.
Right. If I stabbed you right now, it would cause you damage, okay?
It would cause you more than 2 damage.
Well, but this... you have a point, I'll be honest, you have a point. If you stab me, it will cause damage. But I'm presuming that in these terms, a 2 means that, like, either you miss or you mis-aim your lunge and you only, like, clip him with it. I'm presuming it's something like that. It's not just, like, you stab him straight in the face and he's just like, oh, hey, you only rolled a 2, not going to kill me.
Long. That sounds like a song. You stab him in the face and he's like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey, wherever you may be, because I've loaded the anxiety.
Oh, dear.
No, but seriously, I feel like she should have split his throat. She rolled a 2.
That's a third of what you could have got, right? Imagine if you were doing a test, right, and you got 30%. Would you be going, oh, yeah, I did really well? Or would you be going, you know what, I only got 30%?
In some exams, 30% is a C.
In some exams, 30% is an A, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Citizenship
so,
last year.
If you got an A and you got 30%, you'd be happy with that.
That's crazy.
Well, no, but like what she could have done was slit his throat and kill him. So I feel like a third of that is still quite like at least dismemberment.
even if you'd rolled a 6, you wouldn't have killed him.
Someone just knocked at a door. I think I've got trick or treaters.
Ugh.
Hopefully, I'll just go away.
Ugh. You know what? I can see why Voldemort killed like Harry's parents on this night. You know, it really drives you insane.
What, did he kill them on Halloween?
Yeah.
I know he ends up, like, as a ghost in some Albanian forest.
Because, like, there's a bit in the 7th book where it's, like, a flashback, and he's, like, walking through the town, and this kid's like, hey, dude, cool costume! And then he just, like, I don't know.
Whoa.
He just, like, stuns him with magic.
Did you just say there's a scene in the film?
No.
Scene
in the book. I said scene in the book.
Scene in a book. He did
say
book.
It's not a scene if it's in a book, is it? It's a sequence.
Well, it's not a chapter because it's a part of a chapter.
No, you're right. It's a sequence.
It's a scene. It's still a scene. The word scene was around before film.
No, it wasn't. Actually, it probably was. You're right. But it didn't mean like in a book.
Okay, I'm Googling this shit, okay?
A scene originally is like a part of a play. It's nothing to do with it.
I'll just let you fight this out.
Scene. Okay, I just Googled scene definition. All I've got is like scene kid, which I didn't even realise was a thing.
Nothing here about...
A sequence of continuous action in a play, film, opera, or book.
I feel like you've just read that out loud because I can't see what you're reading. I feel you're lying.
And then added the book on the end.
You have to watch through an hour of this video just to find that clip, okay? I can't even give you a time frame because it's going to be massively edited. But, okay, I promise you, it is there. It's about an hour in. We're an hour into recording. Okay, so the wizard's turn now, and he throws out his hand, right? And he blasts Lissima back, okay? You fly all the way across the room and you slam into his cauldron. You knock it over and you are covered in boiling liquid. You lose six. You lose 6 points. Do you want to lose it from strength, dexterity, or constitution?
No, I'm sorry, right? If you had a cauldron full of boiling hot liquid poured on you, you'd be dead.
I would die.
It's not boiling, it's just really hot.
Yeah, you'll probably kill me.
I don't care.
It's
actually.
Magic. It's magic. You stop arguing with the magic.
It's not magic, though. It's boiling hot water.
It's not water. It's got like crow's eyes and newt penises in. It's not water. That would make me back a very different play, wouldn't it? Eye of frog and penis of toad.
In Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets, they straight up drink that polyjuice potion straight from boil. They don't even let it cool down.
So you lose 6 points. Do you want to lose it from strength, dex, or constitution?
Constitution.
Okay.
You killed yourself, didn't you? I think that's like all of your health.
You're only down to three. You've still got a bit left. So
you see, if I knew what I had for everything, then yeah, I would have chose properly. But I just chose randomly.
Do you want? I can send you the link.
They work.
No, I don't want to.
No, you asked for it now, you're getting it. There you go. Now you have to look at what we're playing, and then you'll just have like control over the game, and it'll be horrible. you're blasted back into the cauldron, and so it's now your turn. Chris, what are you going to do? Are you going to release the blinker?
Yeah.
Okay, I think a combat round is about 20 seconds, I think. So, I'm not entirely sure. It sort of varies depending on what mood I'm in. But you've got 20 seconds of conversation with this guy. Starting.
Can you teleport us out of here?
Starting now.
Can you teleport us out of here?
What? Where am I?
You're in a really evil place. Can you teleport us out of here?
Okay, grab my hand. And he reaches out and grabs you. And then he closes his eyes, and you don't move. Dun, 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 dun. And then he opens his eyes, and he's like, what? I don't understand this. I'm unable to move. Wait. My mind is empty. My memory has been wiped. I can't blink.
Oh, can you not give me the overdramatic right now? Can you just teleport out of here?
No, his mind's been the major raised his mind, so he can't remember any of the places he's been to, so he can't teleport.
Can
there.
I describe it really vividly to him?
You can try.
Okay,
you've got about 5 seconds.
Okay,
left.
Green field. Literally a green field. To teleport to a green field.
Yep, that's not
enough. Any green field. It doesn't matter what green field.
No, it has to be more specific. Okay, Lissima, it's your combat round. Are you going to try and get to this door? You probably could get there. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
So you bolt for the door and you make it and you slam it behind you. And that's your combat round over. Okay.
Cool.
So the two of you are in the room with this blinker and you're trapped. There's no way out. I mean, other than this like dumbbell thing, which leads up into the ceiling and down into the floor. Cunningly placed that. Or there's the door and the mage on the other side, and he's beating on the door, he's blasting it with his staff. Fortunately, the door is quite sturdy, so you're good in that respect. Are you gonna blast open the door and fight him, or are you gonna talk to the blinker a bit more, or are you gonna try and escape up this chute?
Georgia, do you want to try explaining a place really vividly to him so he can kind of
put it out there? I don't know any places.
It's like a green meadow surrounded by like forest.
Bunnies. Surrounded by bunnies.
You want him to teleport, right? To a green meadow surrounded by bunnies.
Yeah, okay. It's got to be better than where we are right now.
He grabs your arm, he closes your eyes, and you don't move. sorry. Not good enough. Okay. That was your round over. the major's blasting on the door again, and cracks are starting to show around the edge. What are you going to do? You're going to have another go at this guy in your place?
Can I just punch him really hard in the head to see if he gets his memory back?
Okay, you punch him in the face, right? He loses 2 constitution, and he falls backwards off his chair. Falls backwards. He's tied to the chair. The entire chair tips backwards, and he lands on his back. He's like, what the hell did you do that for? I'm trying to help you here. I'm concentrating as hard as I can on this meadow filled with bunnies.
Right, that's right. The grass is like 3 millimetres in length.
And there are leaves really falling off the trees.
Do you know how small 3 millimetres is?
Yeah, it's a really well-kept meadow.
And there are leaves falling off all the trees. It is awesome.
No, you're not going to be able to describe a place, just so you know.
Then what are we meant to do? There's no way out of this room.
Force open this door and fight the guy, or there's this shaft with a bucket in, and you can try and climb up it.
Oh, can we climb up the bucket shaft?
Yeah.
Okay, so which one are you going to go first? Oh, are you going to... Georgia. I'm assuming you're untying the blinker and taking it with you.
No, not if you're not teleporting us out, we don't care.
Your entire point of this quest is to rescue the guy.
Yeah, I didn't realise how much of a knob he was.
He's had his mind wiped. He's not exactly going to be helpful.
Just take him, put him in your bag or something. I don't know.
Are you going to, like, knock him out? Are you going to... Because you're going to have to take him.
I was turned into a goblin. I still managed to do things. Like, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Nah, yeah, we'll knock him out and carry him.
Or you could put the fairy crown on him and then he'd be really light.
Nah, we'll just knock him out and carry him.
I want more fairy action. Okay,
I know do, but that's really weird.
You knock the guy out, you sling him over your shoulder, and you begin to climb up the shaft. Who's going first?
Me.
Okay, George is going first. And who's, are you carrying the blink, or is Chris?
Nah, she can carry him. She's stronger than me.
Cool.
Okay, so you climb up the shaft, and you climb, and you go up about 3 stories. You're climbing up the shaft. It's quite a long way, but luckily there are... the chain of the pulley system, you can climb up. When you're about halfway up, you hear the door shatter beneath you, and the mage runs into the room, and he runs over to the shaft and peers up and he shouts after you, stop, come back, I order you to come back.
Oh my god, just keep on climbing, just don't bother listening to me.
Okay, you keep climbing. So you get a couple of meters up, and then he fires a fireball after you. Ah, that was a bit crap. He only rolled a 5. The fireball fires up into the shaft, but misses and sort of explodes or whatever. But you're not damaged at all. So you keep climbing, and you're approaching the top. And when you get to the top, you peer out, and you're in like a feeding trough. There's like a metal trough, and you climb out, and it's covered in like bones and bits of like meat and scraps. It's all horrible. And you peer up over the edge of this trough, and you see like the curled up form of a, like, it's like a dragon, you know. It's like green green scales, like pointy mouth or whatever, tail. And 4 legs. It's more like a Chinese dragon rather than like St. George's dragon. So, yeah, that sort of dragon. And it's sleeping. You think. You can't tell. It's not moving, but you can't tell if it's sleeping. It might be dead. I'm telling you now it's not, but it might be. Chris, you get to the top as well. And behind this dragon thingy is you can see a door, right? And you recognise it because it's the other side of a door you came to in the first episode, which you couldn't open, right? But next to this door, right, is like a chain hanging from the ceiling with an enchanted key on it, so you can open it, basically. What are you going to do? Are you going to try and sneak past this dragony thing? Or are you going to just try and attack it?
We're going to try and sneak past it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without any hesitation.
Oh, 9. Okay, so Chris, you get past it and you're about halfway and you're all good. You haven't alerted it. Georgia, you alert it, I'm afraid.
Fuck's sake.
Only rolled a 5. You're about halfway past it towards the door and it snaps up alert and it stares at you and you freeze. Okay, and you meet its eyes and you just stand there, stay motionless, right? And then, like, thin trails of smoke come up from its nose. Are you gonna try and bolt for it, or are you gonna just blast it in the face with magic?
Might as well just run.
Okay. So together.
What are you on about magic? I don't have any magic.
No, Chris does.
Can't leave her. Can't leave her.
You're standing next to each other.
It's a dragon. Can't run away.
I'm running away.
Okay, you're both running, okay?
Yeah.
Georgia, you're a bit slowed down because you're carrying the blinker, but you run towards the door, and you dodge a fireball successfully. Chris, you make a dash for the door, and you reach it. So you're gonna use this key to try and get out.
Yep.
You grab the key, and you put it in the lock. And the entire door freezes, just bursts into ice, shifts up the entire thing, and it's sealed. Dun dun dun.
Are you taking the mic? Are you taking the mic?
The only part of the door which isn't frozen is a very small area around what seems to be like a peephole.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of quite crusted. So your back is against the door, and the dragon turns to face you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now around this door, now you're here, you're a bit closer. You can see there's like a collection of. It seems that adventurers had managed to get into this room previously and had been attacked and slain. So there's a sword, there's a shield, and there's. A shuriken, like a throwing star type thing. There are a couple of those scattered around. So you can grab those and try and fight with them if you want. What are you going to do? Are you going to try
take
and fight
the shield? I'm going to take the shield and use it to defend myself in any way.
Okay. Yeah. So you grab the shield. And are you going to... are either of you going to grab the sword or the shurikens?
I'll grab the sword.
Okay, so you've armed yourself, and this dragony thing makes a swoop in for an attack. Oh dear, lost one of my dice. he misses you, and he sort of slams into the door. He's doing like a charging attack, and he slams into the door. So now he's up close. You're going to attack him.
Right. Yeah, sure.
So, Lysima, you swing your sword and dig deep into his neck. You get got 9 deep into his neck, and it's a really nasty cut. You can see blood and guts, and well, not guts because it's his neck.
You roll a 9, but it doesn't hurt him. You actually cut his head off, but he just keeps moving.
And Chris, are you gonna smack him in the face with your staff?
Yeah.
Do you want my dagger?
Okay, so you smack him in the face with your staff and he rears back, right? And he's waving his arms around and then he drops down onto his legs and swings his head at you for another attack, like a club. Okay, you're going to try and dodge. And you fail to dodge and you're both knocked to the ground as he sweeps past. But as you're being knocked down, you can have a try to sort of impale it with your staff if you want, Georgia.
Sword, sorry.
Yes, you stab it in the throat again as you're being forced backwards, and he's bleeding quite a bit now. It seems that the scales that he has aren't really very like protective. Okay, so you're gonna is now your proper turn to attack. Are you gonna attack it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, 10, right? So you leap to your feet heroically. You raise this fallen sword, and then you charge forward, and you swing it, and you slice the dragon's head off clean.
Fuck yes.
And it just sort of, it flares around, and then it you know, jumps up onto four legs, and it's flapping its arms furiously, and then it just sort of collapses.
Cool.
The blinker, who you dropped when you were knocked to the ground, he sits up, and he's like, well, I have to say, that was very impressive. Well done. Well done.
Is that the blinker?
Yeah.
Can I knock him out again?
His accent was all right. It was wrong.
No, he's just being a bit of a pretentious dick, so I want to knock him out again.
But I mean, that was all right.
He was congratulating you.
Well done, but knock him out.
I could have done better. Fuck you.
So he could have teleported us to a green meadow, is what he could have done.
With bunnies.
He apologizes, and he sort of, don't hit me. Okay, I'll be nice.
Knock him out.
Look, before you do that, and he sort of raises his arm and he holds up, I think I know how to get us out of here. The door may be sealed, but if I can see what's on the other side, then I can blink us out. Would you be able to lift me up so I can see through the peephole?
Yeah.
Okay, so he stands on your shoulders and you raise him up and he gets to the peephole. And he peers through, and then he vanishes.
And I can be.
It wasn't just me who thought that song, was it?
I'm fairly certain that's why he put that song in there.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god.
were you guys listening? This guy just vanished.
He's what, gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have knocked the twat out.
So you're stranded in this room, right? And you're like, oh no, damn, we should have knocked him out. And then behind you, you look around and you see the dragon, right? And its neck, where you severed it, has split. And it now has two heads. And it stands up.
Oh my
god. And it roars at you.
No, you are not doing some Hercules shit on this.
That's right, it's a Hydra baby. Oh yeah.
Is this where the to be continued comes in?
Yeah. You know what? To be continued. To be continued, bitches. That's right. Hell yeah. Okay. Do you want to actually play this now? We might as well.
If you want it, we'll do it now. I don't mind.
So you're in the room with the Hydra, and it's roaring back on its legs, it's snarling at you, and so you're standing. You've got your swords raised, you're ready to fight. And both heads lunge at both of you at once. Or not both of you at once, but each of you. One head, yeah, you get the picture. Okay, so they're snapping at you. Chris, what are you going to do to your head? I mean...
Vorpal Blade it.
What?
Vorpal Blade it.
Vorpal Blade it, okay.
I'm going to knock myself out and leave it to Georgia.
Cool.
Do you mean take that, you fiend it?
Yeah.
You're not actually knocking yourself out, because while you were climbing up the shaft, you regained a few strength. So you take
How that
it, you blast its head clean off.
You clearly made that.
Sorry, I didn't actually roll any dice. Okay, blast its head clean off. And don't look at the fact that you only rolled 5. You blast its head clean off, and that neck piece swirls back and grows another 2 heads. Lissima, what are you gonna do?
Stab it in the heart.
So you duck under its head and you run and you stab it in the heart. And you roll a 7 and you pierce through its scales and you stab it and the sword goes deep in and it digs in and you can't pull it back out. But... The head snaps at you and you take 2 damage. What do you want to take it from? I wouldn't advise constitution.
No, dexterity.
Okay. You stumble back and you're a little bit injured. Chris, you're now fighting 2 heads. What are you going to do?
I'm going to Vorpal Blade it in the... take that you fiend it in the chest.
Okay. So you knock yourself out and you fall unconscious. You hit the Simmer in the back because she was standing in the way. You fly into the chest and it's... The Hydra roars back. And it stumbles, and it falls onto its back, right? And it rolls over. It's still alive, but it's seriously injured. Okay, Lissima, what are you going to do? You're going to try and take it down. You take it down a notch. Yeah.
Try and twist the sword.
Twist it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So you run up and you get the heel of your boot and you like push it all the way in, like hilt and all, right? And it disappears into its chest. And the hide just like screaming. It's roaring. It's lashing out. It smashes one of its heads against the roof, and another one grows out. And it stumbles back, right? And it's seriously wounded, okay? So it's Lysima, right? Standing there, like, with the bow, her bow and her dagger, right? And that's it, against four angry dragon heads. Okay. They start snapping at you.
Fuck's sake.
Okay, you take four more damage. What are you going to take it from?
Strength.
Okay, so now all you're left with is your bow and your dagger, right? You haven't got your sword anymore. It's lodged in the Hydra's stomach. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot it, or are you going to try and stab it again?
Shoot it.
Okay. So you pull out your bow. You draw an arrow. You pull it back. You aim it straight at the Hydra's heart. You release it, and it flies. And it stabs into the heart, and the Hydra turns to stone. It freezes. And you've won. Congratulations.
Yes!
Well done, guys. As
Roman is not now. The hero this time.
as the Hydra freezes, the door shatters, and the entire thing collapses. And you're out of the tunnel. Congratulations, guys.
Bye, one fan.
I'll see you never. But you'll see me.
Yeah.
He's probably outside your window right now. Just
Alex will see you when he pulls his shower curtain back.